Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Sometimes life's challenges can leave you feeling overwhelmed, causing you to question if God is still in control. In these moments, you may find yourself longing for peace and assurance amidst the uncertainty. My friends, it's precisely when life seems most chaotic that God whispers to our hearts, "Be still." He invites us to pause, to trust, and to witness His mighty hand at work. Today, I will guide you through 3 powerful perspectives on how being still allows us to witness God's work in our lives. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, in a world that constantly demands action, the concept of stillness might seem counterintuitive or contrary to what we are used to. Yet, it is in these moments of quiet trust that we often witness God's most extraordinary moves. Imagine a skilled surfer patiently waiting for the perfect wave. While others may frantically paddle at every ripple, the experienced surfer remains calm, knowing that the right moment will come. This is how we should approach our faith journey, with patient anticipation of God's perfect timing. Let us remember the words from Psalm 46, verse 10. "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." By embracing stillness, we open our hearts to God's presence and allow His peace to permeate our lives, guiding us through every storm and trial. Let us seek to discover the hidden strength in stillness. My friends, explore a concept that might challenge our usual understanding of faith, the strength of spiritual stillness. Sometimes, we may equate faith with constant action. But there are times when true spiritual power can be found in moments of holy stillness. This isn't about physical inactivity, but a deep inner quiet that allows us to connect with God on a profound level. It's in this stillness that we often find the clarity, wisdom, and strength that we need to face life's challenges. Let's consider the story of Hezekiah, a king of Judah, who faced a terrifying threat from the Assyrian army. In 2 Kings 19, we see Hezekiah's response to this overwhelming situation. Instead of immediately rallying his troops or seeking alliances with other nations, Hezekiah first retreated to the temple. There, in the presence of God, he spread out the threatening letter he had received. This act of bringing his fears before God in quiet surrender demonstrated great spiritual strength. Hezekiah understood that before taking any action, he needed to center himself in God's presence. He knew that true strength comes not from frantic activity, but from aligning ourselves with God's will. In that moment of stillness, Hezekiah received the guidance and assurance he needed. God promised to defend the city. And true to his word, the Assyrian army was defeated without Hezekiah lifting a sword. This story teaches us that sometimes The most powerful thing we can do is to be still in God's presence. It's in these moments of quiet that we can hear God's voice most clearly. We find the strength to face our challenges, not through our own efforts, but through our connection with the Almighty. Think about the prophet Habakkuk, who faced a time of great uncertainty and fear. In Habakkuk 2 verse 1, we see him embracing an attitude of spiritual stillness. He says, "I will stand my watch and set myself on the rampart and watch to see what he will say to me." Habakkuk understood the power of waiting quietly for God's response. He knew that in stillness, he would receive the clarity he needed. And indeed, it was in this quiet watching that God gave him a vision that sustained him through difficult times. My friends, how often do we miss God's guidance because we're too busy trying to solve everything ourselves? How many times have we rushed into action without first centering ourselves in God's presence? The strength of spiritual stillness isn't about doing nothing. It's about prioritizing our connection with God above all else. It's about creating space in our lives to listen, to reflect, and to align our hearts with God's will. When we cultivate this kind of stillness, we tap into a strength that goes beyond our human capabilities. We access divine wisdom that can guide us through even the most complex situations. Consider the example of Jehosheba in 2 Kings 11. In a moment of great danger and chaos, when it seemed that all of David's royal line would be destroyed, Jehosheba acted with calm, decisiveness.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
The best piece of financial advice I've ever received is to pay yourself first. That's why now with every paycheck I receive, I start by putting a little bit away for those rainy days. Today's episode is sponsored by Acorns. Acorns is a financial wellness app that makes it easy to start saving and investing for your future. Acorns lets you get started with the spare money you've got right now, even if all you've got is spare change. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns recommends a diversified portfolio that can help you weather all of the market's ups and downs. Using Acorns, before I knew it, I had a couple $1,000s in a little nest egg account. Sign up now and join the over 14 million all-time customers who have already saved and invested over $25 billion with Acorns. Head to acorns.com/heartbreak or download the Acorns app to get started. Paid non-client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/heartbreak.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 16th through the 26th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Ability to think clearly and act wisely in a crisis likely came from a deep inner stillness rooted in her faith. Because she wasn't ruled by panic, she was able to save the young Prince Joash, preserving the line of David and God's promise. This is the kind of clear-headed action that comes from spiritual stillness. It's not about being passive, but about being centered and guided by God's wisdom rather than our own fears or impulses. In our own lives, we can cultivate this strength of spiritual stillness through regular practices of quiet reflection and prayer. It might mean setting aside time each day to simply be still in God's presence, without any agenda or list of requests. It could involve practices like Christian meditation, where we focus our minds on a scripture or attribute of God. Or it might mean taking regular retreats, stepping away from the noise of daily life to reconnect with our spiritual center. As we develop this habit of stillness, we'll find ourselves better equipped to handle life's challenges. We'll have a deep well of peace to draw from. When circumstances around us are chaotic, we'll be able to respond to crises with wisdom and clarity, rather than reacting out of fear or anger. This strength of spiritual stillness can transform not just our own lives, but the lives of those around us. When we operate from a place of inner peace and God-given wisdom, we become a stabilizing force for others. Like Jehosheba, we can be the calm in the storm, making wise decisions that have far-reaching impacts. My friends, I encourage you to embrace the strength of spiritual stillness in your own life. Don't underestimate the power of these quiet moments with God. They're not unproductive or wasted time. They're investments in your spiritual strength and wisdom. In a world that's constantly noisy and demanding, choose to carve out spaces of holy quiet. Allow yourself to be still, to listen, to center yourself in God's presence. As you do, you'll find a strength and peace that can carry you through any challenge. You'll discover a wellspring of wisdom that will guide your steps and influence those around you. Remember, our God often speaks in the stillness. Are we quiet enough to hear Him? Let's commit to cultivating the spiritual stillness, creating space in our hearts and our lives to connect deeply with God. For it's in these moments of holy quiet that we often find the strength, wisdom, and guidance we need to live out our faith boldly and effectively. My friends, let us now explore a vital aspect of our faith journey, the power of persistent prayer. In a world of instant gratification, the idea of praying consistently without immediate results can be challenging. Yet, it's often in these moments of persistent prayer that we see God's most profound work in our lives. Let's consider the story of Anna in the Gospel of Luke. Anna was a prophetess who spent decades in the temple, fasting and praying day and night. Her persistence wasn't in vain. After years of faithful prayer, she was blessed to see the infant Jesus in the temple. Anna's story teaches us that persistent prayer isn't about wearing God down or changing His mind. It's about aligning our hearts with His will and preparing ourselves for His answers. In Luke 2, verse 38, we see Anna's response to seeing Jesus. She gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Her years of prayer had given her spiritual insight to recognize the Messiah and the courage to proclaim His arrival. This is the transformative power of persistent prayer. It changes us, even as we wait for God's answers. Consider also the parable Jesus told in Luke 18 about the persistent widow. This widow repeatedly came to an unjust judge seeking justice. Despite the judge's initial reluctance, her persistence eventually led to her request being granted. Jesus uses this story to encourage us to pray and not give up. He assures us that if an unjust judge responds to persistence, how much more will our loving Father respond to our faithful prayers? My friends, How might our lives change if we embraced this kind of persistent prayer? Instead of giving up when we don't see immediate results, we could view these times as opportunities for spiritual growth. We could use periods of waiting to deepen our faith, refine our requests, and align our will with God's. Think about Zechariah and Elizabeth, who prayed for a child well into their old age. Their persistence was rewarded with the birth of John the Baptist, a key figure in preparing the way for Jesus. Their story reminds us that God's timing often differs from ours, but His plans are always perfect. Our role is to remain faithful in prayer, trusting that God hears and will answer in His way and time. Persistent prayer also involves actively listening for God's response. It's about maintaining an open dialogue with God, ready to hear His guidance and direction. Consider the example of Samuel as a young boy in the temple. When he first heard God's voice, he didn't recognize it, but with Eli's guidance, he learned to listen and respond. This is the kind of attentiveness we're called to develop in our prayer lives, always ready to hear and obey God's voice. In our own lives, persistent prayer might look like continuing to intercede for a prodigal child, even after years without change. It could mean praying for wisdom in a difficult situation, trusting that God will provide clarity in His perfect timing. Or it might involve faithfully praying for revival in our communities, even when we don't see immediate evidence of change. Persistent prayer is closely linked with faith and hope. In Hebrews 11 verse 1, we're told that faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. This verse suggests that our persistent prayers are an expression of our faith and hope in God's promises. As we continue to pray, our faith is strengthened, our hope is renewed, and our relationship with God deepens. My friends, I encourage you to embrace persistent prayer in your own life. When facing situations that seem unchanging, resist the urge to become discouraged or to stop praying. Instead, ask yourself, how can I continue to bring this before God? What might God be teaching me through this season of persistent prayer? Remember, God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. Our job is to trust Him and remain faithful in prayer, knowing He hears every word we utter. Persistent prayer doesn't mean we become repetitive or ritualistic in our approach to God. It means we maintain an ongoing conversation with Him, bringing our concerns before Him with faith and expectancy. We pray diligently, but we hold our desired outcomes loosely, trusting in God's wisdom and love. This kind of prayer can lead to tremendous spiritual growth and intimacy with God. It allows us to develop a deeper trust in God's character and promises. It enables us to experience God's peace, even when circumstances remain unchanged, and it positions us to recognize and receive God's answers, which may come in unexpected ways. So let's cultivate this habit of persistent prayer in our lives. Let's view unanswered prayers not as divine rejection, but as invitations to deeper faith and perseverance. Let's trust that God is always working, even when we can't see immediate results. And let's remain faithful in bringing our requests before Him, knowing that our persistent prayers are powerful and effective. For it's often in these seasons of faithful praying that God does His deepest work in our hearts. And it's through our persistent prayers that we position ourselves to fully experience the depth of God's love and the wonder of His ways. My friends, let us now turn our attention to a concept that might seem counterintuitive and a bit contradictory: the incredible strength found in surrender. In our culture, Surrender is often associated with weakness or defeat. But in God's kingdom, surrender is the path to true power and victory. This isn't about giving up or admitting defeat. It's about willingly placing our lives, plans, and desires in God's capable hands. Consider the story of Esther, a young woman who found herself in a position of great influence. When faced with a dire situation threatening her people, Esther had a choice to make. She could remain silent and protect herself, or risk everything by approaching the king. In Esther 4, verse 16, we see her decision. "I will go to the king, which is against the law, and if I perish, I perish." This was a profound moment of surrender for Esther. She let go of her fear and desire for self-preservation, surrendering her fate to God's hands. Through this act of surrender, she found the strength to save her entire nation. Esther's story teaches us that true strength often comes when we surrender our own plans and embrace God's. It's in these moments of letting go that we often find the courage to do what seemed impossible. Consider also Peter walking on water in Matthew 14. When Peter kept his eyes on Jesus and surrendered his understanding of what was possible, he did the miraculous. It was only when he focused on the waves and tried to rely on his own strength that he began to sink. This illustrates a profound truth. Our greatest strength comes not from our own efforts, but from our surrender to Christ. My friends, how might our lives change if we embraced this concept of strength through surrender? Instead of trying to control every aspect of our lives, we could release our grip and trust God's leading. We could find peace in knowing that the all-powerful Creator of the universe is guiding our steps. Think about Paul's thorn in the flesh described in 2 Corinthians 12. Despite his pleas for removal, God's response was, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Paul's surrender to this reality led him to declare, "Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." This is the paradox of spiritual strength. It's often in our moments of greatest weakness and surrender that God's power is most evident. Surrender also involves letting go of our own timeline and trusting God's perfect timing. It's about relinquishing our need to understand everything and resting in God's wisdom. In our own lives, surrender might look like letting go of a long-held dream and embracing God's alternative plan. It could mean forgiving someone who has hurt us deeply, releasing our right to resentment. Or it might involve surrendering our anxiety about the future, choosing instead to trust God's provision and care. The strength found in surrender is closely linked with faith and obedience. Understand that the essence of surrender is trusting God completely. Even when we don't understand, as we surrender, we find that God's direction brings clarity, purpose, and strength to our lives. My friends, I encourage you to embrace the strength of surrender in your own life. When facing situations beyond your control, resist the urge to strive in your own strength. Instead, ask yourself, "What do I need to surrender to God in this situation? How might God be inviting me to trust Him more deeply through this challenge?" Remember, our God is trustworthy. He loves us more than we can comprehend, and His plans for us are good. Our role is to surrender our will to His, knowing that His way is always best. Now to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, Creator of the heavens and the earth, and Author of life, I come before your throne of grace with praise and thanksgiving. Your majesty fills the earth. Your wisdom surpasses all understanding, and your love knows no bounds. I stand in awe at your power that set the stars in place, and your gentleness that tends to every detail of my life. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who was and is to come. Lord, I thank you for your unwavering presence in my life, even in moments when I fail to recognize it. I'm grateful for your patience as I learn to be still and trust in your perfect timing. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life and for your provisions and blessings. Heavenly Father, I come before you with a humble heart, seeking your forgiveness for my sins and shortcomings. Forgive me, Father, for the times I've tried to control every aspect of my life instead of trusting in your sovereign plan. Cleanse me with your grace and renew my spirit. As you forgive me, Lord, I also forgive those who have wronged me, releasing all bitterness or resentment. Lord, teach me the art of being still before you, how to find strength in quiet moments of surrender. Help me to cultivate a spirit of patience, trusting that you are working even when I cannot see it. Give me the courage to let go of my own plans and embrace your perfect will for my life. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke every spirit of worry, fear, or anxiety. I bind every thought of doubt or disbelief that would hinder my faith in your promises. I declare that I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I declare that your grace is sufficient for me and your power is made perfect in my weakness. Lord, I surrender my need for control, my desire for immediate results, and my fear of the unknown. I choose to trust in your perfect timing and your plan for my life. Help me to find peace in stillness, strength in surrender, and power in patient persistence. Father, I ask for your blessings upon my life. Pour out your favor upon me and prosper the work of my hands. I pray for healing in every area of my life, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Protect me from the attacks of the enemy, from all discouragement, doubt, and despair. Lord, shield me from financial lack, from strife in my relationships, and from spiritual warfare. Mighty God, I lift up my loved ones to you. Extend these same blessings of stillness, surrender, and strength to them. Heal their bodies, guard their minds, and draw their hearts closer to you. Lord, as I say this prayer together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is opening before you right now. We come in agreement, praying for each other and asking for your will to be done in our lives. Lord, fill us afresh with your power and presence through your Holy Spirit. We declare victory over every challenge we face, knowing that we are more than conquerors through Christ. We claim the healing that is ours through the stripes of Jesus. Protect us, Lord, from every scheme of the enemy and keep us steadfast in our faith. We surrender our lives anew to you, trusting in your unfailing love and wisdom. We exalt your holy name, for yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you. Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer, I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comment section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.